to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday again. What the? It's Thursday again. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a doozy. It's such a doozy question. I was reflecting on it this morning as I was coming into work. It's an amazing question. Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Amazing question. It really is. Especially for those who want to overcome their misery. Especially for those who want to overcome their hell. Especially for those who want to overcome the thrill of false life. The thrill of feeling good and the thrill of feeling bad. And then the thrill of feeling good and then the thrill of feeling bad. It's only for those who want to give up a life in order to have life, the ego life. It's an amazing question. We have every way to watch and listen to the show, to support and listen to the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are busy, and I know a lot of you are busy right now running from the Border Patrol people. You're on the run because the Great White Hope is already capturing and arresting and sending a lot of them back home already. So you're on the run, and you're just so scared. If you're on the run from the border agencies, because, and then they bring the military, about 150 people from the military on boats and planes to help capture the illegals and ship them back. You still can be listening to the show. Really, while you're on the run. And then those who are on the run, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast the show, too, on your iPhone, just in case you get a trip up or something. But then for the workers, y'all can be listening to the show too on your iPhone, iPad, while you gathering up the illegal aliens. Because you're like, I don't have time to watch it, Jesse. I got to go out and gather the illegals. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast though, but in the meantime, you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. So it is Thursday.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
All the time. And as some of you know, we take all calls, but every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, we have set aside a day for Bible Thumpers to have a little bit more time to discuss and maybe answer questions about the Bible or respond or whatever. So Thursday is, and it will always be, Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm running for my life. Anybody ask? Anybody ask what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. He's drunk as a bastard. What a mess! It's unfortunate God, I don't know about unfortunate, but God is not in that. None of that stuff. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. And I'm reflecting because some of you know, not only do I do the show here, but the fallenstate.tv and speaking around the country, counseling around the world. It is so interesting to me, the sad life that human beings are living. And I used to live that way too because I believe thoughts. At one point, I had anger. I believed the imagination. I literally thought that the thoughts were telling me the truth. And I would go from one thought to another one. The thought would set me up to do this, and I would do it. Because it said, do it. It's not like me. What the? And then I've been taught, and we all been trained to live a certain way, which never work, won't work, ain't going to work. We can never live up to it. It's because it's an illusion. An illusion is not even real. But I used to go from thought to thought. And then if one thought fell, the thought would give me another thought. And then if that fell, it would give me another thought because I would go right back into consultation with thoughts. And the thought would tell me that one would, this new thought would go always be better than the other one. Okay, that was a mistake. I got a better one for you. And it never worked. And I'm thinking about, anyway, if you need counsel, want counsel by phone, Skype, or walk in, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-263 to make a set up appointment. And so when I talk to the people around the world, men and women, all races, that's so weird. Satan's telling everybody the same thing. Different language, but same words. And then the people do it, and the outcome is always the same. And the outcome never works, it's never good. It doesn't do it, but Satan tell you, go back in your imagination and get another solution. I'll consult with me more, the devil says. And they do it. when I think about, and I understand it because been there, done that, right? When I think about how miserable human beings are, men and women of all races, and it doesn't even matter what so-called worldly status you have or what kind of work you do. When I think about the misery, the worry, when you're supposed to take no thought for tomorrow, don't think about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep. Don't be angry. Don't worry. Don't be revengeful. Don't gossip. Don't judge. When I think about, I had no idea, really. So it was like mind-blowing to me in the beginning. When I think about what the lie and the misery that evil has brought up and is bringing upon the people, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. Jesus, when he walked the earth, he went amongst everybody. He was not choosy as to where he would go and whatever issue you had, because he had no judgment of it. He knew what was going on. When I think about that, I often wonder, it had to be worse than it is today, right? He ran into some serious stuff. The situations that the mind, the imagination, and the emotions, which are fake too, they're not real and they're not yours, but you love emotions. Just, you love emotions. If you didn't get any emotion, you wouldn't think life was working. If you don't feel something, you don't think it's working. That's crazy, but I understand you don't think it's working. But the suffering, it's mind-blowing to me. And at this point, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring or today. I've literally had counsel with every possible situation, I think. Well, I'm sure there's some more. So, because I'm all kind of always surprised. But possible situation that a human being can get in, or what they believe and how they live by it. And then they be trying to make, whatever the situation, it doesn't matter what, they try to make it work. And the more they try to make it work, the worse it gets. And then they lie to themselves, men and women, and they say, well, this, let me try this way, it'll work better. And the thing about it is not necessary. You do not have to live in misery. You're only doing it because you love the misery. You love your hell. You really do love it. You love your suicidal thoughts. You love revenge in your mind or outwardly that you try to get upon others or put up on others. You love judging. Love judging. I tell the people, hey, don't judge. With thoughts, eyes, words, gestures, or emotions. Don't judge. Even God said, don't judge. And Jesus said, don't judge. And what do? You judge. And what you don't realize, you're judging you. You think you're judging others, but whatever you put out there, you bring that upon yourself. You're bringing it upon yourself. You don't get away with it at all. The moment you judge, the moment you are shall be judged. And you're doing it to yourself when you try to do it to others, for whatever reason. If somebody turned against you, you can't judge them. Otherwise, you're judging yourself. You hear women say, oh, I was raped, and I'm traumatized for the rest of my life. They only traumatized because they judged the rapist. And when they judged the rapist, they locked themselves in for doom and destruction. And then Satan and supporters of Satan tell them, oh, you're traumatized for the rest of your life. Not knowing that had they not judged the rapist, they would not have been affected at all. The body would have been wounded, but temporarily. The body healed, but the spirit doesn't, right? And so they feel doomed. They feel traumatized for the rest of their lives unnecessarily, only because they judge. One thing about judgment, you can't get away from it if you do it. The other person don't have to judge you at all. You're judging yourself. You bring it up on yourself. If you notice, next time you judge, next time you get angry, notice that you're on fire. Inwardly, you're burning with destruction. You're unhappy. You're angry. You're scared. You want revenge. You're burning. Every time you see that person or hear that person, you feel pain. You're burning because you've judged. God said we should love one another, even your enemy. Love your enemy. And if you don't love all, if you don't love all people, do you love people? If you don't love all people, you love none, zero. You can't love your parents and say you hate your neighbor. You can't love your parents or yourself and say you hate the rapist. You can't love the Christians but say you hate the Jews. You can't love the whatever group you belong to and say you hate another group. You love nobody. You're lying. And you're paying a price on the inside for it. You're burning. You're burning. And the churches have lied to you. They have set you up by making you believe that you're a sinner and you're going to always be a sinner until you die. And you can't help but sin, they tell you. When God said all your sins have been wiped away, you've been bought, paid for, and you're free. When Christ went through, when he went through hell and back, when he got back, he unlocked the prison gates. They took the keys and they unlocked all of the prison gates. And all those who are in prison, they said, walk out. You won't walk out. You look out there, you notice the door is open, but you think it's a setup. You think that if you walk out of the prison that the guards are going to shoot you or something going to happen because your father, the devil, is telling you they open those gates. Look, the gates are wide open, but don't go out. Don't go out because they're going to shoot you. It's a setup. And you believe it and you stay in your hell. You stay in your hell. Or if you do walk out the gate and you got to take a boat across the water to the city, your father, the devil, tell you, oh, don't get on that boat. They got it where the boat can sink. Or they're going to shoot you while the guards are going to shoot you while you're in the ocean trying to get across the dry land. And you believe it and you stay in the prison. But Christ said, it's done. It's finished. All of your sins have been wiped away. Have no fear. Salvation is here. And you won't accept it. And then if someone tried to tell you, hey, you can overcome this, get out, you get mad at them. And then you go and tell mama, you tell somebody, you build an army against the person that's trying to say, hey, you can get out of your prison. you'll do whatever it takes to stay in your hell, in your misery. Human beings love the hell. Some people waking up, though, they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know. And human beings love to think that they are good. I'm good. I do good things. What kind of good things you do? I feed the hunger. I take the old person to the store. I take care of mama. I'm like, that's not a sign I'm doing good. But they call those things good. And it make them feel good, so they think they are good. According to Revelation 21:6, and then I'll take your calls here. 21:6. It is done. It's done. I am the Alpha male, and the Omega, double Alpha. I'm the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. It is done. I'm the Alpha and Omega. It's done, folks. But you believe the lie that come from your teachers, parents, schools, churches, psychiatrists, psychologists, all these phony people, they tell you it's not done. Some glad morning, when it's all over, I shall be moved, they say. And the hardest thing in the world for the most human being to do is to accept freedom right now. Because they think freedom is a feeling. They're looking for a feeling. They're looking for a thrill. If they don't get a thrill, it ain't gonna work for them, they say. And they suffer. And they cry. And then they look for love in other human beings. And there's not one that has love to give you. They don't have love to give you, and you have no love to give them. And I believe when Christ was around, they asked him for something, and he said something like, well, I don't have nothing to give, but what I have, I give this to you. He would give you freedom. But I ain't got nothing to give you. And he says, and you try to get it from others. They don't have it. I know how that is when you're blind like that. And we've been so set up in life, it's not even funny. We've been taught from the day we pop out of mama's womb, grow up, get a job, get married, buy a house, and live, have children. And you do it, and it was never meant for you. You don't have to get married just because somebody said it. Life is not about you growing up, getting married, having children. That's a rule that's been set up by the world, and the world rules are always wrong. Isn't that amazing? Peter said, silver and gold, I have none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Act 3:6. Why don't you get up and walk? All you gotta do is get up and walk. Christ, I've been laying here for years. I've been crippled in my head, in my emotions for years. I want to be free. I want to be free. Oh, you want to be free? Yes. I've gone to the psychologist, the counselor, the preacher, the everybody, and nothing is working. You want to walk? Yes, yes. Get up and walk. I say, you want to be free? Then be free. Be free. You can be free right now. You literally can be free right now and never suffer again. If you want it. But most people don't want it. A few do now, but most don't. And it's always been that way. And it will always be that way. Only a few will take that straight and narrow path that leads to life. Most people love the wide destruction that leads to death. They love thinking about the past or the future, worrying. They love thinking that they know what they want. They think they know what to do. They think that they can help themselves. They love it. Amazing, huh? And you look to your leaders. You look to a dumb person like the mayor of Los Angeles. And this female couldn't find her way out of a paper bag. All she has a fake smile. That's all she got. And you look to your leaders. You look everywhere but within. I ask a lot now, which is easy for you to accept? You are a sinner, or all your sins have been wiped away? And 99.99999% of the time, the people say that it's easy for me to accept I'm a sinner. So Christ was lying when he said your sins have been wiped away? Was he lying? They don't know what to do with that. Because they've been so taught the other way, and they're incapable or refuse to see for themselves. The world is suffering like I just didn't know what the devil was doing. I didn't know he was telling everybody the same thing. Do the same thing, act the same way, speak the same way, expect the same way. I didn't know that. He speak English, Japanese, African, Nigerara, every language he speak, and he tell everybody the same thing. It's crazy. It's so crazy. But he is the deceiver. And he came to rob, steal, and kill. And you fall for it. You fall for it. And can't nobody convince you that there's a better way. You don't have to go through this. All alone, I was without you. Round and around and around we go. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Back in a moment.
To say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm, I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up, don't resent, and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creeds will rise. Very interesting discussion with Shane Smith. Yeah, Shane Smith. And Shane is a stand-up comedian and a devout Catholic. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I just grew up very poor, fell into crime, and didn't have a good father figure at home, that kind of thing. When I came out as Christian, which is a funny sentence, I came out as Christian, but I thought it would end my career.
When you were an atheist, did you have perfect peace?
No, I was miserable. I was successful, and I had money, and I had women, and I was more sad than ever.
So you have a fiance. How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
That's a great question, Jesse. That's a great question.
Very interesting conversation. TheFallenState.tv tomorrow at 12 noon. And don't forget to support The Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate. Or locals.com. And then today at 11 a.m., TheHakeReport.com. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV. Hake is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. At 11. And then at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. So you don't want to miss it. I was thinking during the break, the Anchor Baby that I was talking, people hate the truth and they love lies. You love it when someone said, I love you. I love you too. When someone say, quote unquote, good, you love it. You smile and they draw you in. And then when they draw you in, they say something bad about you. Your smile upside down, smile turns to frown. But you don't want to hear the truth about freedom. You don't want to hear the truth. You got to stand on your own. You should have no other God before God. And it ain't going to work any other way. You got to put him first. You can't trick him. You can't play a game with him. If you put him first, you'll be free. But you don't put him, you say you do. But ladies, you put your man first. And man, you put your woman first, or your children, or your money, or your something. And then you pretend you're putting God first. You're not. You won't even practice being present. Oh, I try sometimes. I try sometimes. Oh, I do it once in a while. you pretend you want to be free and you lie. I tell you, freedom is right here, right now. All you have to do is stay present and you're free. That's too much. It's easier to live in the imagination and want to be free and blame others for your misery. I got to tell you this, that some of you may have heard about it, maybe everybody by now. President Trump defends his decision to pardon the January 6th people. They are free. He pardoned them all, as far as I know, everybody. The January 6th people are free. Here's where Trump explained to a reporter why the Vice President J.D. Vance was wrong about not pardoning violent January 6ers. Watch this.
More than 400 of the people that you pardoned, though, assaulted officers. So I want to ask you about the Vice President, J.D. Vance. He said, if, this is a week ago, he said, if you committed violence on January 6th, obviously you should not be pardoned. Why is your Vice President wrong?
Well, only for one reason. They've served years in jail. They should not have served, excuse me, and they've served years in jail, and murderers don't even go to jail in this country. And we had 1,500, we have 16 under review, as you know. We commuted about 16 of them because it looks like they could have done things that were not acceptable for a full pardon. But these people have served years of jail, and their lives have been ruined. And in many cases, listen to me for a second, stop interrupting. They served years in jail. And if you look at the American public is tired of it.
Fed up. These last 4 years have been a nightmare for most people. Trump says murderers today aren't charged. Watch this from Fox News.
Among those you pardoned, DJ Rodriguez, he drove a stun gun into the neck of a D.C. police officer who was abducted by the mob that day. He later confessed on video to the FBI and pleaded guilty for his crimes. Why does he deserve a pardon?
Well, I don't know. Was it a pardon? Because we're looking at commutes and we're looking at pardons. Okay, well, we'll take a look at everything. But I can say this. Murderers today are not even charged. You have murderers that aren't charged all over. You take a look at what's gone on in Philadelphia. Take a look at what's gone off in L.A., where people murder people and they don't get charged. These people have already served years in prison. And they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing. I also say this. You go to Portland, where they wrapped police officers, shot police officers. Nothing happened to anybody. You go to Seattle, where they took over a big chunk of the city and people died. Portland, a lot of people died. Wait a minute. And you go also take a look at Minneapolis, because I was there and I watched it. And if I didn't bring in the National Guard, that city wouldn't even exist today. People were killed and nobody went to jail.
Amazing. Amazing, huh? Trump says Biden gave pardons to criminals.
So these people have already served a long period of time, and I made a decision to give a pardon. Joe Biden gave a pardon yesterday to a lot of criminals. These are criminals that he gave a pardon to. And you should be asking that question. Why did he give a pardon to all of these people that committed crimes? Why did he give a pardon to the J6 Unselect Committee when they burned and destroyed all documents which showed that they did what was wrong, not me? Wait a minute. Why did they give a pardon to all of his relatives, his brother who made millions of dollars, to all these different people? He gave pardons. That's the question you should.
Amazing, huh? And last but not least, during an interview at the Oval Office yesterday, Trump suggested a possible prosecution for Biden. Ooh, watch this.
All right, President Trump joined Hannity for the first Oval Office interview of his second term, taking time to chastise Biden for handing down those last-minute pardons to his family.
I was given the option.
They said, sir, would you like to pardon everybody, including yourself? Mm. I said, I'm not going to pardon anybody. We didn't do anything wrong. This guy went around giving everybody pardons. And you know, the funny thing, maybe the sad thing, is he didn't give himself a pardon. And if you look at it, it all had to do with him.
What a mess. I suggest you look within and live from within. And whatever happens outside of you into the world, let the world suffer. Give the world a finger and let them live in their misery. You could stay in your hell on earth, or you could have paradise right here on earth. It's done. It's finished. It's done. Revelation 21:6, it is done. It's finished. There's a new kingdom. There is a kingdom of heaven within you. And everything you want is in you. It's not outside of you. It's in you. Your hell is even in you. And you can't blame anyone for it because you're the one that will not overcome it. You love your misery. You love crying. You love feeling bad for yourself and others. You love this, you love that, and you love it. And that's why you got the kind of government you have, because that's how you are. You pick the kind of husband or wife that you are. You're doing it to yourself. Our parents are responsible for us when we were little children. But as adults, each individual is responsible for themselves. Nobody else is. And only blind people blame others for their misery. Whenever you hear somebody blaming somebody else for the way you think and the way you feel, and, oh, you make me feel this way. You did this. You don't make me feel good. You do this. They're blind. They cannot see. Why not take control of your own world? Live from your world from within. Why not control your own world? What's wrong with being free? It's done. You could be free. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Brenda out of Maine. Brenda, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I don't know if you remember. I talked to you last week. I looked it up. It was on the 17th. I don't know if that was a Friday or not. I have a couple questions, but I just wanted to tell you the really good thing first. I called you last week because I had so much rage. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't. It was the anger. And I told you, I said, I'm angry.
Are you on a speaker, Brenda?
No, yes, I'm sorry. Do you want me to repeat it?
No, you were saying that you called last week and you were very, very angry.
Oh, hold on. Are you there?
Yes. Are you off the speaker now?
Yeah, how about now?
Are you off the speaker?
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, stay close to the phone. Go ahead. So you were saying you called last week and you were very angry.
Yeah, like, I told her I was 66 and that I had so much anger I couldn't take it. But I just lost my train of thought. But I had told you that I had found you last summer. So I started listening to you. And anyway, so I told you I had a lot of rage and anger. And I told you I understood the things you were saying and I believed what you were saying was right. So that wasn't a problem. And so I just wanted to tell you that just in that little bit amount of time, I mean, I've been working hard at it. I've been doing my prayers. I've been watching you all the time, the programs, the church, especially the church ones.
Yes.
And the awareness is absolutely incredible. And I have some peace right now, but I'm not saying I'm going to have it the next minute. I don't know. But I do have a couple questions. One of them is, when you say you have to go through the pain, do you mean, and I'll try to use an example, this is the only thing I can think of. Okay, I have to go up and shovel my driveway because there's a lot of snow. And when I'm shoveling it, I'm going to be, oh, can't do this. And you know when you're doing something really hard, and all these things come, and I'm mad at this person. Is that what you mean by you have to handle the pain?
No. What I mean by the pain of loneliness, the pain of anger, the pain of looking for love, the pain of worry, the pain of jealousy, envy, and strife and revenge, the pain of wanting to be like others, the pain of worried or thinking about what others are thinking about you, the pain of fear, all that. You got to go through that in order to get to heaven.
Which are your thoughts. You have to go through your thoughts.
Yeah.
Go through your thoughts.
They're all thoughts. Right? They're not real. And if you go through it, you're going to discover one after another that it was all an illusion and you thought that it was real, and you're going to feel the pain of letting it go. The devil's going to try to make you think, oh, not going to work. Don't go. It's too hard. Don't stop it. Don't go to the fellowship. Don't do this because this.
Right, like shoveling. I mean, I got to go do it, but I got to go through the pain of.
Shoveling, the devil telling you, oh, it's too cold out there. It's too hard.
Right,
Don't even pay attention to that either.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it is. It's we go through the pain of. Okay. I just want to make. And there's something else I wanted to ask you. What do I do with my boyfriend now? What do I do? Do I get rid of him? Really, I probably should.
Why do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, that's a good one. I got him 2.5 years ago. It'll be almost 3 years. I got him 3 years ago because listening to just a show just a little while ago, it was my ego.
Well, if I were you, I would recommend do what you want. I wouldn't.
Okay.
Don't make a decision whether to keep him or let him go. You continue to work on him, on you, and you will see that you have the wrong need for him. He didn't have love to give you. He didn't give you what you thought he had to give. But you'll see the right thing to do. Don't make that decision. It'll be made for you.
You know what I was thinking, too? The more I change, the more I get closer to God, he's just going to he's going to want to go away.
Yes.
He's just going to go.
Yeah, right.
And there's another thing that was really interesting. I think I already asked all the questions. I'm sitting here and I'm really happy this morning and I got to go shovel, but it'll be back. You know, it'll be back. It'll be back. So, you know, the pain. But
it will only come back if you believe a thought. If you never identify with another thought, you are free forever.
Yep.
All right, so.
Go ahead.
No, make your point. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a woman, so I want to have control. That's so interesting. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm 66, and I went through the women's movement. And when Trump got in, I said, thank God that bull crap is gone.
Yeah.
But because I tried to live it. So I was listening to you talking to a woman, and I don't know what show it was, but you might even remember because you got a good memory. She stood up, and boy, she was whining. She had a son that had a disability, and she needed $50,000 to get the operation, and her neighbor had the money, but she didn't. And I don't know if you remember it, but I just couldn't believe how much I learned from that because she was playing God. It's so incredible. And I could have sat up where you're sitting and I could have answered a question just like you. It was so cool. But there was one thing, though, that she didn't realize, and I don't know if you realize it either, which is really interesting. That's not her son. That son came through her, but that's not her son.
Right.
She thinks she owns that son.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You're right. The son wasn't in pain. She was. That whole thing was her ego. And I would, when she first got up, I go, "How is he going to answer this one?" she was crying, and my neighbor has this much money, which was none of her business.
When they're crying, they're lying.
I know. Yeah. I know.
But Brenda, I got to run because of time.
Okay.
But listen, stay with it. Yeah. Stay with it. Brenda, don't let the devil or your friends or anyone talk you out of it. You stay with it.
Well, thank you, dear. I love you, Jesse. Thanks.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super Chats.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hank. A new shirt.
Sort of.
Meaning what? New or not?
It's not that new. I mean, I had it a little while, but anyway. Tony bought a coffee.
You always tell the people, "Oh, I have on this shirt today."
Why are you using like a high-pitched voice? Tony bought a coffee. Because the weeds and flowers have been separated, it is easily noticeable to see who hates America. Hate is evil. I have not come to unite, but to divide Christ.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Sion bought 3 coffees. I love you so much, Jesse. This is not very pithy.
Keep it pithy.
I'm trying to pick on you so you can change your changing the gray beard. I'm trying to look at you really well to see if I like it. Emoji.
Amazing.
By the way, the world I feel like is one because of social media influence on people. People in Mommy Africa have become a bad society. They used to have honesty, trustworthiness, and morals.
Piffy!
Now they've adopted the bad Western culture.
Nice. Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
Thank you, Sion. We'll read the rest later, I guess, on our own. Adler gave a
piffy, not book.
Yeah. Adler on Cash App says, theme 2025, practice being present.
Absolutely.
Salute.
You will not, as Brendan was just saying, you will not regret it. Presence is where life and everything is. No worries, no nothing. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Adler.
Yeah.
Ronnie from Ohio says, Judges 4:4-5 reads, Deborah, the prophet, wife of somebody leading Israel at the time.
Oh, from yesterday.
No.
Oh.
But it's carried over from the yesterday's conversation.
Oh, okay.
The Israelites went up to her to have their disputes decided. I ask you again, Uncle Jesse, who lied to you and told you women couldn't lead? Deborah was a prophet and a judge who was a leader of Israel, not her husband.
Amazing. God lied to me then. Women were created to follow, not to lead. Adam came first and then the woman. What the? Thank you.
We'll read the rest later.
Yeah, thank you. Let me take a quick break. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment.
Some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, including the TikTok drama. Give me a break. And immigration, also known as invasion, It is. Is it coming to a stop? We shall see. A school shooting over in Tennessee. I think it was a black dude. And California wildfires still burning. It's terrible. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, January 23rd, 2025 A.D. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. And more great stories and great conversations. But first, fake news, not fake news. A board member of TikTok's parent company, said that's ByteDance, I think, said that a deal to save the app from disappearing in the United States will be done soon. So hold your horses, keep your shirt on. Despite the messy legal landscape, both the United States and China appear to show interest in dialogue between themselves to keep the app available for 170 million supposed American users. And invasion. President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, is dispatching around 1,500 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to follow through on a promise to crack down on illegal invasion. The move comes days after the Trump administration asked the military to be prepared to deploy up to 10,000 active duty troops immediately, setting off a scramble inside the Pentagon. Those suckers. In an Oval Office interview Wednesday, Trump also told Fox News he might have to cut funding to the so-called sanctuary cities if they do not comply with his immigration orders. Nice. Meanwhile, the House, they voted on Wednesday to pass the Laken Riley Act. Laken Riley, the white girl who was raped and killed by the illegal. One of them, anyway. She was one of the women who was raped and killed by illegals. And a GOP-led bill to require detention of illegal aliens, they call them undocumented migrants, charged with certain crimes, handing an early legislative win to Trump and congressional Republicans. Are they cans or can'ts? Don't know. One student has died and another injured. Maybe two students, I'm not sure. In a shooting Wednesday at Antioch High School in Nashville, Tennessee, authorities said a 17-year-old male student, they don't mention that he's black, but I think he might have been black, but I'm not sure, armed with a pistol, fired multiple shots in the school's cafeteria, killing a 16-year-old female student. The shooter, the young murderer man, killed himself in the attack. Was he a student too? In that case, it would be two students dead. Commie Nonsense doesn't like to count the mass murderer for some reason, or the would-be mass murderer. He wanted to kill more than just two. Police, allegedly. Police are investigating whether the victims were directly targeted or struck by random gunfire. Wednesday's tragedy was the first school shooting to occur in the United States this year based on Commie Nonsense's school shooting database parameters. There were 83 incidents in 2024, the most of any year Commie Nonsense Network has tracked. And a new fast-moving wildfire in SoCal, Southern California. There's new fires popping up everywhere. Has prompted thousands of evacuations. The Hughes Fire in Castaic Lake. So beautiful. I've never been. impacting both Los Angeles and Ventura counties, had burned more than 10,000 acres. Only 14% contained as of early today, according to CAL FIRE. No structures reported damaged or destroyed, but the fire threat remains critical in the region. An unincorporated community of Castaic is about 15 miles northwest of the city of Santa Clarita. Very nice area. Hot, though. And borders the Angeles National Forest. Approximately 31,000 residents in the area are under evacuation orders, while 23,000 are under evacuation warnings. Did you notice JLP's Stay With It, Stay With It, Stay With It t-shirt? You can get yours by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. In addition to that bag of coffee, not this specific bag of coffee, but get yourself a bag of coffee. It smells great and kind of tastes great if you like the coffee thing. And even if you don't like it, you might even think that this coffee tastes great. Nice. I'm James Hake. Somewhere in-
to stand up strong.
What if people don't like
talking about themselves to understand what went wrong?
That's what I said.
I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the race. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Hate said you might like the coffee. If you don't drink coffee, you're going to like it no matter what. Punchy's coffee. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Do you pay attention to what's happening in you or to what's happening to you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Which one do you pay attention to? What's happening to you or what's happening in you? You can podcast all the shows, but if you're running around doing whatever it is that you're doing, committing school shooting or whatever, you can be listening to the show. Or hiding on your desk from the school shooter. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? So, to my callers, hold on. I have a guest. And when I'm done with the guest, I will get to your calls. I have with me Pastor Mark Blutz. Right? Blutz. Mark Blutz. B-I-L-T-Z. Blutz. And he is the founder and senior pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Washington State. He is a renowned speaker on the Feast of the Lord and has authored 4 best-selling books and videos on the subject. And we're going to tell you how to get all of his information, all right? Pastor Blutz. Oh, he's not here yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hold on. Oh, I see you now. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming on. I do appreciate it. Let me ask, were you called by God or did you go to school to be a pastor?
Well, I was definitely called by God. That's absolutely sure. And so I definitely studied, went to a Bible college for a couple of years. And I started a congregation 25 years ago that I still lead. And our congregation's about 250,000 people all over the world.
And if you were called by God, why did you have to go to a preacher school?
Well, I was called in two different ways. I was called when I was young. I was raised a Catholic, and I went to a seminary and studied to be a priest. But then I got saved and become a believer. And at that point, God called me to join the ministry. And I had already gone to Bible college. And I just really felt God's call on my life, and it's been blessed ever since. And I believe that God, you know, doesn't call the equipped. He equips those who are called. And he had called me, and he began to equip me like never before.
Amazing. And so you are Jewish?
Yes. On my father's side, I have relatives who died in the Holocaust that are listed in Israel at the Holocaust Museum, but not on my mother's side, on my father's side.
I thought you were white until this morning. I saw that you were Jewish. And no problem. I love the Jews, so no problem. So I thought that you can only be a Jew on your mother's side.
It used to be only on your father's side.
Oh, on the father's
side. Then it changed to your mother's side when there are so many Jewish women being raped and having kids and wanting to keep their kids. And so this is something that happened in history.
Oh.
So now they say your tribe is determined on the father's side, but your Jewishness on your mother's side. But that changed throughout history.
That's amazing. So it changed because the women were having babies. And they decided, well, we want to keep our Jewish stuff, so we're going to make it be on the mother's side.
Yeah, basically, there's no way you're going to tell a mom that's Jewish that her kid's not Jewish, even though it may have been a Gentile who took advantage of her.
Wow, that's amazing. And so I read that you're working toward restoring the relationship between Christians and Jews. Is that true?
Absolutely. And oh, it's been fantastic.
And what's wrong with the relationship right now between Christians and Jews?
Well, it's called replacement theology to begin with, where the church believes they've replaced Israel in the plan of God. And of course, you've had the Crusades, where the Christians were killing all the Jewish people 1,000 years ago. But you also have the Holocaust just last century, where there are many Christians who are throwing the Jews in the oven while they're singing Christmas carols. You know, and that is still in many of the Jews' mindsets. Matter of fact, most Jews think Muslims treat them better than Christians.
Wow, that's amazing. When I was growing up, and all my life, I've been told, and I've read it too, that if there was not Judaism, there would be no Christianity.
And so, absolutely correct.
And so I grew up believing that Jews and Christians was like one, because we understood that one wouldn't exist without the other.
That's great. Well, you were raised by wonderful parents.
And why did the Christian forget that?
Arrogance.
Meaning what?
Meaning that they wanted no connection with the Jewish people. This is why, you know, if you want to say the Catholic Church or whatever, but a couple thousand years ago, this is why Constantine in the year 300 completely separated from the Jewish people. And he instituted all kinds of things that weren't biblical, calling them biblical.
Amazing. And so are you having any success in uniting the Christians and Jews as one, bringing them back together?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, even this morning, I have very good Orthodox Jewish rabbi friends in Israel. They even fly all the way from Israel to come to our place to speak to the Christians. And I go there, and they invite me all the time to events. So the Orthodox Jewish rabbis and I get along very well. The thing is, just like there's a lot of denominations in Christianity, there are denominations in Judaism. So there are some denominations I don't want anything to do with in Judaism, but then there's other denominations I want to have very close ties with.
Amazing. And so there are Jews who don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah or something like that?
Correct. Orthodox Jews do not believe Jesus is their Messiah.
And what do you do with those people?
Oh, I have a wonderful time. We have great discussions. We get along great. I like to say, I know how to eat chicken. I can eat the meat and throw out the bone. It's the same thing. I'm not going to turn down a T-bone steak because there's a bone in it. Well, hey, there's bones in Christianity and there's bones in Judaism. And as you very well know, the Bible says we see through a glass darkly. We only know in part.
Yeah.
Romans 11 says the Jews were only blinded in part. So both Christians and Jews see out of one eye. And the first group to humble themselves and look out of the other one's lens, they get to see the whole picture.
Amazing. The other day, there was a quote-unquote ceasefire in Israel between Israel and Allah Uaba people. And during the ceasefire, it's been reported that Israel gave up at least 90 to 100 men back over to the Allah Uaba people, right? And in return, Israel got three females. How is that fair? How is that a bargain?
Well, the Jewish people say is because they value life so much more than Hamas does. And what people don't realize, this was great for the hostages' families, but it was the worst thing that could be done for Israel. Because what's happening, they're releasing almost 1,600 terrorists. Some of them were serving like 5 life sentences because they did mass terrorism, blowing up a cafe. They've killed many people. And not only are they being released to Gaza, some of these terrorists are being released in Judea, Samaria, East Jerusalem. And so this is not good at all. And this is why Netanyahu is in big political trouble. They may have to go to elections because of this.
So you agree that it wasn't a good deal then?
It was a horrible deal. It was great for the families. But what's going to happen is what Hamas is doing, the problem, they still control Gaza. So in one sense, Israel lost. They say they haven't because they haven't ended the war. This is only a pause. But what Hamas is doing, they steal all the food aid, all the trucks that are coming into Gaza, of which some of them are even fuel that they can use to make weapons. Hamas will shoot and kill their own citizens if they try to access the free food. They then sell it to their citizens, and they take their teenagers and tell them the only way you're going to get food is if you put, enlist your son in with Hamas. And so this is horrible.
Yeah. So, you know, Netanyahu, he is a, are you supporting Netanyahu or you're not? It sounds like you're not.
No, It's a toss-up. Even in Israel, it's 50-50, just like with Trump and Harris. It's the same political situation. 50% of the people hate Netanyahu, and they say he's extending the war only to keep himself out of prison, much like Trump. And the other 50% say Netanyahu is the greatest thing ever, and we're going to support him. I'm down the middle. I'm not, even with Trump, I'm not a MAGA Trump, and I'm not a Trump hater. I'm biblical. So whoever supports the Bible, that's who I support, Netanyahu or Trump.
And so did you support the Great White Hope?
You're talking about Trump?
Yes. Who else? Yes,
I'm for him as long as he stays biblical. I am totally against him if he goes unbiblical.
So you voted for him this time around, right?
Well, I thought he would have the best chance if we went to war. I really saw us going to war. I wrote a book, America at War 2025, and I really see us going to war. And I figured we'd want someone who's tough to be the president. So it was more, not necessarily on him at all, as much as it was someone who appears to be more biblical. But the minute he becomes unbiblical, I'm against him.
But so you did vote for him?
Yeah.
Thank you. So let me ask, what do you think about my dream team? My dream team is the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. Isn't that an amazing dream team?
That's very, very interesting dream team.
Do you agree with that dream team?
Well, I it depends on what your definition of that is. Everyone defines things differently. Uh-oh. But I think that America itself is going to be facing war this year, internally as well as externally.
Yeah. There are some black people. There are some black people who think that they are the, they call themselves the Israelites or something like that. Israelite. They think they're the first black. They think they're the first Jew because they're black. They think they're the first. What do you think, say to those black people who think that they are the original Jews?
I would say that they're completely wrong. That's not saying there are Jews that are black.
Right.
There are many black Jews. There's no doubt in my mind there are black Jews.
I know. I've seen some in Israel when I went there. And so I saw some original blacks. I mean, I saw black Jews in Israel when I went over there.
Of course. There's Chinese Jews. There's Japanese Jews.
Yeah.
Jews make up every race.
And so what do you think of the blacks who think they're the black, original black Jews, the first Jews? What do you say to them? And how do you help them overcome that brainwashing?
Yeah, it totally is brainwashing. I have to stick with the Bible, have them talk with me, and I'll go through the Bible with them. But, what can I say?
Okay. One other thing I wanted to ask, maybe not one, but more. Oh, let me ask. How do you feel about the attack upon white people around the world, but especially in America, that whites are under attack and they are being blamed for everything? Slavery and everything is put up on the white people. What do you say to those people, and what should white people do about being so blamed for everybody else's failure in life?
They need to get over it. You know, I think everybody wants to blame the other person for their problems. But as long as you're blaming the other person, you can't correct anything because you can only correct what you take responsibility for. And so for me, my goodness, God created all the colors of the rainbow. God created all the colors of everybody. And we need to love one another. I think if you're focusing on color of anything, you don't have your eyes on the Lord.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake, we need to get off of the... I mean, I hate racism in every form. I think it's the worst thing that can happen. But I also believe we need to focus on the Lord. It isn't just not doing something. It is doing something. And what we need to do is love one another. As a matter of fact, I'll let you know, in my congregation that I have locally in the TV studio, I have a dozen languages spoken. We have Chinese speakers in our congregation, Russian, blacks, whites, Hispanics. We have probably 10 different languages spoken in my building. And then we have every denomination. We're not a denomination. And so when I teach on the weekends, I will have up to 200 cities in 20 nations watching live.
Amazing.
Now, you're not going to find that. In most churches, you've got your Chinese church or Russian church or Spanish church or white church or black church. I have them all. because I am the most unracist, most loving of the whole world. We have every language spoken in our building and every race in our building.
Oh, amazing. So you believe that racism exists? Do you believe that?
Of course racism exists. And where is your stupidest thing that's ever occurred on this planet.
And where is your proof that racism exists?
Well, that racism exists?
Right. Where's your proof that racism exists?
I met a lot of racist people.
And what is the, what did it look like? Why do you think they were racist?
Well, depending on how you define racism, but I'll tell you what. I talked to a white German lady from Germany who was alive during World War II when her neighborhood got bombed. Okay? And this was just like 10 years ago. And I told her that Jesus was Jewish. She couldn't believe it. What do you mean Jesus was Jewish? He couldn't have been Jewish. So here's a German lady, and this, you know, just 10 years ago, that was so racist toward Jews, she didn't even know Jesus was Jewish.
I say that racism doesn't exist. It never has existed. It never will exist. It cannot exist. And the reason for that is God said that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not flesh and blood. But
well, you're right there. You're completely right there.
It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. And so if it's spiritual, why do you say racism exists?
Well, see, you know, I love your perspective. You know, I think that in the spiritual aspect, it should never exist. The problem is too many humans operate in the flesh. They don't operate in the spirit. So in one sense, racism never should exist in the spiritual realm. But in the physical realm, I see people that are just stupid.
But when they say racism, they are just making up a word because they're blind and they can't see it. They're making up a word. And a lot of the so-called leadership do it for personal gain.
To control
the people. And so,
exactly.
And so in knowing that, and by you being a preacher, why would you agree with them that racism exists when it really doesn't?
Well, I think in one sense, racism shouldn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Right, it doesn't.
Right. But I also see how human beings are not always operating with a godly attitude.
Yep.
And that's the problem.
Right. Were women created to lead or to follow?
Oh, now you're really opening up something here. I love it. That's a great question. I think neither men nor women fully understand why women were created. Do you know, in the Hebrew language, women, it says Adam could not find a helpmeet for him. In Hebrew, the word helpmeet means someone to protect him. What? The woman is supposed to protect the man? Yes, because Eve was created to work. The woman was created to watch his back. And when she saw the enemy coming, while he's focusing on the work, she was to say, hey, the enemy's coming, go get him. And so women really were the ones who would see the enemy coming, which is why they had the intuition. And men and women need to cooperate. We need to think of allies. If you're going to war, you want an ally. So we need to understand the woman was to be our ally to watch our back. Now, man has the authority. It depends on how you define authority. Because do you name your kids or do your neighbor name your kids? You name your kids.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing. Adam is the one who named Eve. Therefore, Adam has the authority over Eve because he's the one who named her. But that doesn't make one more superior or morally better. We're to love them, and they are to protect us.
And so you said that the woman is supposed to watch Adam back while he's working?
Right. Adam is to work the field, you know, work the garden, do everything. And then she's to let him know the enemy is coming.
So I'm black and slow. So are you saying that women were created to follow or were they created to lead?
Neither.
What do you mean?
They were created to go alongside with them.
But God said the order of God is God in Christ, Christ over man, man over woman. And if men are over women, and they are, why would you say that they were created to? So I'm not clear. Give me a yes or no, since I'm black and slow. Are you saying women were created to follow or to lead?
Well, think of it this way. God is much greater than man. God created man, but we're to be yoked together. It's like riding a bicycle built for two. And God does, he's in the front doing all the pedaling, and we're along for the ride. So we're following him because he's in the front seat, we're in the back seat. And God is much greater than man, but that doesn't mean, and God has authority over man, and we're to follow God, but at the same time, he doesn't rule us over us as far as some mean, diabolical person who wants to have complete control over their wife.
And so, again, I'm black and slow. So are you saying women were created to lead or to follow?
Go alongside with, but at the same time, I would say they are under man's authority. Yeah. So, yes, but they don't follow an abusive man.
But they
and
are.
That's the thing. They don't follow. They should never put up with physical abuse, spiritual abuse. Then she said, get the heck out of there. So I do believe that women should be under man's authority, as long as it's not an abusive authority.
And so God created women to follow, not to lead. And are you saying that?
Yeah, well, basically, I'm saying the woman is under the man's authority.
Right, so she was created to follow. Would you ever follow a woman?
Oh, you're asking like women pastors?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to make sure I know what you're really saying. And so I believe there can be women teachers. I think there are women that can teach the Bible. They're the best one to teach other women. I don't have a problem with them teaching the kids in, Bible school. As far as women teaching men, I think it depends if it's on a consistent basis. I think we definitely need to hear from women from the sense we need to hear from their perspective. But if we only look at our own perspective, that's not good.
But God said, so would you ever follow a woman?
I wouldn't follow one. I would listen to one a couple of times or something, but it depends on if what they're saying is right or not, too.
But God said that God said whatever man listens to a woman, he suffers.
You have to listen to what they're saying. I mean, if you remember, Deborah was a judge over all of Israel, and they did quite well under Deborah.
But Deborah was.
And there are women prophetesses.
But her man was telling her what to do. She wasn't doing it on her own. God said that whenever a man listens to a woman, he suffers. Do you agree with that?
Where does it say that?
Remember when you told Adam, because you listened to the woman, you will suffer?
Well, I don't know if that means all women for all times. That means for that one instance when Adam listened to what she said. But the problem wasn't that. The problem was, I don't know if you knew this, Eve never heard the command not to eat of the tree. She wasn't created yet. God only told Adam. And then Adam added to God's word and deceived Eve, because he added, don't even touch it. So if Adam hadn't added to God's word, Eve wouldn't have had a problem.
Let me take a quick break. Can you hold for a minute?
Oh, of course.
888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Check out the Pudgy's Coffee. Good. Check it out, rebuildingdemand.com/store. You're going to like it. And hate mentioning the hate news that even if you might like it if you don't even drink coffee. You're going to like it even if you don't drink coffee. Pudgy's Coffee is good. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. I'm talking with Pastor Mark Biltz. Pastor Biltz, tell the people how to get to your website, your books, your ministry, and all that good stuff. How can they find you?
Sure. Go to esm.us. It's short for El Shaddai Ministries. esm.us. And there they'll find all kinds of things. My latest book, America Going to War, America at War, 2024 through 2026.
Amazing. So you said something like, and I forgot exactly how you put it, you said Adam told Eve something that God didn't say. What did you say Adam said to Eve?
Don't even touch it. And when Eve touched it, she said, you liar, I didn't die. And so that's why she went ahead and ate it. If Adam hadn't have added to God's word, and why didn't Adam protect her? And so Adam was the one who sinned.
Where did you get that from? That's not in the Bible anywhere. Where did you get that from?
Yeah, it is. It's in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 2, that's why God created all of these animals.
I know, but God said to Adam not and Eve not to eat of this certain tree. But he didn't say Adam told Eve not even to touch it. That's not in the Bible like that.
Yeah, it is.
Is that something Eve said or something?
Well, here's what happened. Adam was told, don't you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Eve hadn't been created yet. And then he's looking for a wife for Adam. He brings all these animals, and they're not going to be good enough to protect him. So then he creates Eve. And then when Eve says, we're not even to touch it, that tells you that Adam added that.
But what you're screwing up is that Eve told the serpent not to touch it.
Who cares if the serpent touches it?
But that's what Eve...
She couldn't touch it.
I know, but Adam didn't say it like that to Eve. Eve said it to the serpent. I think you got it confused. You're saying Adam said that.
No, Adam said that to Eve, and then Eve quoted to the serpent what Adam told her.
No, I think you're assuming that. That's not what happened.
Well, it says that's what Eve said, but God told Adam something different.
Right, but you said Adam said things that he did not say, and that's an assumption. Are you married?
I've been married for almost 50 years. I'm old.
And does your wife obey you?
Sometimes.
And how do you deal with the hell in your wife when it comes out?
When she doesn't want to obey?
When the hell comes out of her, how do you deal with it?
Well, we have a conversation.
Oh, what the? I do want to clear up, just because Adam, just because Eve said something, it doesn't mean that Adam agreed with her. So I just want to clear it up.
But he didn't protect her.
Because you're sounding like Adam said something he did not say. And you said
he didn't protect her.
But how is he going to protect her when she is at the market and he's at home? How can he protect her? He told her.
That's a little bit harder, but Adam was standing right next to you.
He told her not to pay attention to the serpent, not to obey the serpent, and she did it anyway. He wasn't around when she did that. How he's going to protect her if he's not around?
Well, but he was standing right there seeing the whole thing, because in the Bible it says she turned to him and he ate. So he was watching the whole event.
But God did not punish Adam because Adam didn't protect her. He punished Adam because he listened to the woman.
Well, it's because he ate. He could have listened to her.
No, because he listened to the woman.
And he ate. He didn't have to eat.
Right. He listened to the woman and ate. But as a result of listening to the woman, God said, you're going to suffer because you listened to the woman. Have you noticed that every time you listen to your wife, you suffer?
Oh, no, sometimes it's great. She knows what she's talking about. I don't know everything. I need to know her perspective. And did you know what? Eve wasn't kicked out of the garden. Only Adam was.
Amazing. I want to ask. And so when God said on one of the times, somebody told the women to shut up in the church, right? Women are not to speak in church. Isn't that true?
It was the Apostle Paul. And he was saying that women should be silent.
Right. So if women should be silent, why do you think women should teach women when women don't know what they're talking about?
You don't think women know what they're talking about?
No. Well, understand. They understand.
Did you trust your mama?
What?
Did you listen to your mom when you were growing up?
I did, and I regret it.
I'm telling, if she's still alive, I'm telling.
Oh, amazing. So would you follow a woman?
Would I follow? I would. There's a difference between following and listening. I mean, if I was lost on a mountain and the only person that knew the trail to get me out of there was a woman, I'd follow her.
So let me ask, and then I got to run here. Do you agree with me that the God above is the God of man, and the God below is the God of the woman?
No, the God above is the God of the woman.
How's
that? As a matter of fact, El Shaddai, the word El Shaddai, is mistranslated as God Almighty. The word Shaddai means a woman's breast. Look it up. El Shaddai means the woman's breast.
What
the? Look it up. That's what it means.
Let me ask. When the woman
is both a mother and a father.
When the woman listened to the serpent, did he become her God?
Anytime you listen to someone other than God, they become your God, if it's a male or a female.
And so when the woman listened to the serpent, did he become her God?
Well, at that moment, if she repented and went back to the real God, then not anymore.
So when the woman listened to the God, to the serpent, did the serpent become the woman's God?
For that moment, not for all eternity.
And so when
Adam listened to the woman, okay, who listened to the serpent. In other words, Adam listened to the serpent as well.
So when the woman listened to the serpent became her God?
Okay.
Isn't that true?
Well, yeah, okay.
And when Adam listened to the woman became his God, right?
As well as the serpent.
So when Adam listened to the woman became his God, right?
Okay.
Isn't that right?
Okay.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it is. But it's a good thing that he didn't allow that to happen anymore.
What do you mean?
He stopped listening to Eve and repented and turned back to God.
Right, absolutely.
Well, same thing with the woman. She repented and turned from the serpent.
Have you ever met a woman who is repentant?
all the time.
Have you noticed that as a result of the woman listening to the serpent, the serpent became her god? And have you noticed that evil come through the woman, and she ended up passing that evil onto the children? She turned the children away from the fathers, and that evil nature is passed on to the children generation after generation.
Well, the man sure helps, and God mostly got upset at all the men of Israel, not the women of Israel. He was mad at all the men of Israel.
And have you noticed that because the woman is evil, Satan is her God, that evil comes through the woman?
Well, evil comes through the man.
And have you noticed that as a result of the woman listening to the serpent, that evil comes through the woman?
And the man.
Have you
man sows the seed. Women don't have seed. Man is the one who sows the evil, and the woman has to carry it.
Have you noticed that the evil come through the woman as a result of the serpent being the woman's god?
I'm not sure what you're implying, but I believe evil comes from both of humanity, men and women.
But it comes through the woman, then it's passed on to the male children.
Yeah, but it gets into the woman from the man.
No, it gets into the woman from evil, from the serpent.
The serpent didn't have relationships with Eve.
Yes,
Adam.
He did. No, he had it with Eve. He tried Adam, but Adam said no, and he went to the woman, and the woman eventually said yes, and that's when she stopped obeying her husband. She believed that she was equal to the man, and she no longer would listen to God or her husband. Satan became her god. You agree to that?
Well, I don't know what you're implying or trying to read into this, but I don't think the serpent had sex with Eve and had kids. I believe it was Adam who had sex with Eve and had kids.
I didn't mention anything about sex. What's up? But let me ask. We're having this major burning wood fire in California right now. Are you familiar with that?
Very familiar with that.
And did you say that the California wildfire is a sign of the end times?
Absolutely.
And what did you mean by that?
Because there is what's called the tribulation, a 7-year time period when God is going to really judge humanity, and then he's going to return. And you have to look at patterns. When you know the patterns, you know this is God. And listen to Jeremiah. This is chapter 21, verse 14. God says he's going to punish people according to what they do. He says, I will kindle a fire in the forest, which will devour all things. But the fire, even though God oversaw it, they were done by arson. Mankind is the one who started these fires.
Right. So why do you blame it on God when it was the human beings who, according to some of the report, it was human beings who set the fire? God had nothing to do with the fire.
Exactly. That's what I said. He just watched.
It's the evil of the people.
Right. Exactly. That's why I said God watched as man ends up destroying themselves.
So it had nothing to do with God, and it's not a sign of the end time because God had nothing to do with it.
No, God used people, and he allowed them to do that. And God uses fire as a way of judgment. And so mankind, they're the ones who started the fire, but God wants people to turn to him so they repent of their evil ways.
But he ain't going to start no fire for that. What the fire
sure
that
does.
The fire that God is speaking of is the fire that's burned in human hearts when they're evil.
Well, there's also physical
human
fire.
Human beings are evil. Anyone that has anger is evil, right? And they're burning inside with worry and jealousy and envy and strife and fear and loneliness and doubts and suicidal thought. They are burning because of the evilness of their hearts. He didn't mean like fire on the outside. Let me ask you this, Pastor, then I got to run. I really got to run. Where is the kingdom of heaven?
Within us.
And how do one find that kingdom?
by following the king, obeying the king.
Why don't people know that now, and why aren't they looking within for the kingdom rather than looking without?
Well, there's two, just like with anything, there's two sides to a coin. There's two sides to this. But the problem is most of humanity are narcissistic. They only care about themselves. They don't ever open their eyes to see anybody else.
Yeah. Amazing. So I got to ask, and then I got to run. I can talk to you all day. Did you forgive your mother still living?
No, both my parents are dead.
And did you forgive your mother for turning you away from your father?
Well, actually, my dad put a gun to my head and threatened to blow my head off because I quit the Catholic Church.
And did you forgive your mother for turning you away from your father?
My mother never had anything to do with it. My father was an alcoholic. He was a crazy guy. And my mother is the only one who kept me halfway sane.
And did you forgive your mother for turning you away from your father? Because your mother wasn't a victim. She pretended to be one. And your father was an alcoholic because he couldn't deal with the hell in your mother.
No, he was in a very bad car accident, and he was in a body cast for months. And that's why he became the alcoholic, because my mom and dad were only 30 years old and already had 9 kids.
Nice.
9 kids, and they're all under 13. Can you imagine being 30 years old, having 9 kids, no twins, under the age of 13?
My parents were young like that when they had a whole bunch of children, too. I had one parent, aunt, and she and her husband had something like 17, 18, or 19 children in their 30s. They were still in their 30s. So in those days, they had a bunch of children.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town of 800 people, and everyone had a bunch of kids because they were farmers, and they needed free help.
Yeah. Does your wife remind you of your mother?
No.
She's not like your mother?
Nope.
And so how do you deal with it when she tried to mother you?
Well, here's the thing, Gavin, look at it. I mean, she was like the oldest in her family, and I'm the second youngest in my family. So it was more, she was like my older sister, and I was like her younger brother, you know. And so you get a little contention now and then. But I got a joke for you that I know you would appreciate.
All right.
There was these people I was counseling, and this guy comes in, and he says, I didn't see my wife for 3 days, okay? And he says, what happened? And he said, well, after 3 days, I could finally open one eye.
Amazing. That's amazing. Tell the folks how to find you again, how to get your work and your church and everything.
Sure. ESM.us. ESM.us. And we live stream to over 200 cities and 20 nations every Saturday morning.
Pastor Mark, do you have a perfect peace?
Inside and outside.
You have perfect peace. And so you never get angry?
No. You can talk to any of my employees.
You have no anger?
Oh, no. And I don't keep anger. If I do get angry, it's for a second. And that's about it. You can talk to my wife. I never get angry. And we've been married like 48 years.
And so you have no anger?
No, not really.
When you say not really, what does that mean?
Well, I might be angry for a moment, but I don't live in that state at all. I mean, very rarely do I get angry.
Right.
Very, very extremely rarely.
But you might get angry only for a moment?
Yeah.
And then the moment is gone?
Yeah.
Amazing. It's been an honor to meet you. I enjoyed talking to you.
You bet. I enjoy talking with you.
Let's do it again.
All righty.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Bless you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye now. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh been waiting for a while. Georgia, oh, my. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh. Amazing.
Yes, Yes, sir. I would call and answer that biblical question.
Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you?
It seems like both. But definitely while I was just waiting on hold, there's a lot going on in my head while listening to the show and then contemplating the biblical question, you know?
And so when you say you pay attention to what's happening in you and outside of you, explain that for me.
Like, okay, paying attention to what's happening outside of me is physical, like, you know, doing things I have to do, you know, to live, you know, work a job, brush my teeth, exercise, eat. But the more important thing is to pay attention to what's going on in me, because that's what causes me to do the things that are going on the outside. But
amazing.
I still pay attention to both.
Okay.
Seem like a bad thing.
It what?
It does seem like a bad thing to pay attention to the outside, because I'm responding like I'm running from the pain of being bored or, you know, feeling some type of way.
Amazing. So why are you doing it if you think of it as a bad thing?
I don't know that I have control over it. I try to stop doing it. It's maybe that I think of, you know, okay, I shouldn't think of it as a bad thing. I see that causes me to do it more. So I shouldn't have any, call it good or bad. That seems like that gives me, that's how I overcome it.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday.
All right.
But it's very interesting, man.
Yeah. It's, you know, I go back and forth on this one, you know, so, you know, we'll see, you know, I could be wrong.
But at least you're paying attention to yourself. That's amazing. Whether outside or inside, you're paying attention. Stay with it, all right?
Okay. Will do, man.
Thank you, Josh, for responding to the question. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you even more.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man.
I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Not the fake news. And I'll be back for one more hour of Bible Thumper Thursday. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. We'll be right back.
A storm's blowing in. And Thailand has so-called marriage equality. What a gross, phony euphemism. That's satanic. The devil told Eve that she could get knowledge and become equal with God. I guess that's what people are seeking now, equality. What a mess. And also, Trump is deleting federal websites, raising alarms among the easily scared. Don't be scared. Trump's in charge. Daddy's home. And also, Trump has pardoned the founder of the Silk Road so-called drug website, Ross Ulbricht. I may be butchering his name. Is it Ulbricht or Ulbricht? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, 23rd of January, A.D. 2025. And you can call in, but the lines are full right now, okay? So you can call in periodically, every so often, and as JLP wraps up with a caller, for a chance to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. I suggest you call in early in the show, right at 6 a.m. Pacific. That's 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, to get through more easily. But anyway, it's fake news, not fake news, commie nonsense. No, not commie nonsense. The far-left Morning Brew reports Trump has pardoned the founder of the Silk Road drug site. Not the ancient Eurasian trade route. Yesterday, President Trump, our greatest, pardoned Ross, pardon me, but I'm calling it Ulbricht, U-L-B-R-I-C-H-T, the founder of the dark web platform Silk Road, two words, ending his life sentence, not ending his life, ending his life sentence, and satisfying calls from the libertarians, lawbertarians, shout out, and Bitcoin backers who wanted him freed. Who was Ross Ulbricht? He created Silk Road, an online marketplace described as Amazon for illegal drugs and operations, which he ran from 2011 to 2013 under the Obama evil administration. On the website, users could buy illicit drugs and computer hacking software and hire hitmen and also do normal, nice, fine things without being tracked. And could only pay with cryptocurrency. Pretty cool, huh? Ross Ulbricht, he's white, or something. He went by the Princess Bride-inspired nickname Dread Pirate Roberts on the internet. He was arrested in 2013 under Obama and convicted 2 years later for the distribution of narcotics and conspiracy to commit money laundering. People tried to accuse him of trying to get a murder done, but that was never proven. How extensive was Silk Road? It spanned over 4,000 miles. No, not that one. The site garnered over $200 million in revenue back when money meant something 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Well, it didn't mean much. In the over two-ish years that it was in operation, according to the prosecution during Ulbricht's trial, it spawned a network of nearly 4,000 so-called drug dealers, and it's kind of like the whatever that industry is, drug, pharmaceutical, and 100,000 buyers over the world, across the world, or around the world. At least 6 people died from overdose drugs bought on Silk Road. That's not that many compared to the pharmaceutical industry, right? But anyway, Ulbricht earned $18 million from commissions on supposed drug sales. Free Ross was a slogan in support of Ulbricht, heard at conventions from the Libertarian Party and cryptocurrency industry, two groups that campaigned for Trump during the presidential election. Last May, Trump said, "If you vote for me on day one, I will commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht." The party opposes criminal drug policies and viewed Ulbricht's arrest as a government overstep, which it might have been. Crypto gets a morale boost from what some proponents consider their number one guy for going free. Silk Road was one of the first major places that used Bitcoin and helped Bitcoin become something of worth. And Ulbricht was sort of a martyr for the cause. They like freedom. So shout out. Anyway, I'll have to tell you about the other stuff, news items, maybe on the Haik Report after the JLP show, and then Joel Friday, and then Anchor Baby. But now back to JLP Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Amazing question. We are heard around the world Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so if you're busy and you don't have time to just sit and watch it, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing. Making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or putting your child in a public school because you don't love them enough to homeschool, or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right. And it's Thursday. It's the third hour Thursday already. And every Thursday is Let It Be Known, Let It Be Said, Let It Be Written, is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Let freedom ring from the curvaceous hilltops of California. But God, we're asking you not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. We will be able to speed up that day for all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last.
What a mess. Can't you read Trump mind? What a mess. Where did this come from? What's wrong with that man? Why? Who decided to pick that guy to speak at the inauguration event? Who made that? That person needed to be fired from event organizer, whatever they call it. And what's wrong with that guy, the black guy, carrying on like that? This wasn't no Martin Luther King parade over in South Central L.A. What a mess, huh? Whoever put that guy on the speaking thing The event planner for that need to be fired. And fire the guy, too. Talk about insanity. That was crazy. That was like lunatic crazy. That was like Mamma Mia, Hola, Si, Señor, Galoshes crazy. Wow. That was like Nicaragua crazy. What the? The Anchor Baby put that together. Very good job, Anchor Baby. Thank you. Did you all hear that there's two new fires that has erupted in California? It's weird seeing all this fire in California. You know, I'm used to seeing fire, but like way over there somewhere in the desert. But I'm wondering, are we on an attack? A la Uaba attack? These fires been set by homeless people? Is it intentional? I don't know what's going on. He said, God is judging. Yeah, right. Hey, you better repent. According to Yahoo News, the latest fire, the huge fire, erupted near Cascade Lake in Los Angeles County, near north of Santa Clarita. Santa Clarita last Wednesday morning and quickly grew to over 3,400 acres. Watch this from WCNC.
Let's get out. Let's go.
A new fast-moving wildfire torching the hills north of Los Angeles.
Mandatory evacuation order.
Forcing evacuations in the town of Castaic, including homes on both sides of Interstate 5, jails, and schools, sending students running.
Oh,
the Hughes Fire igniting just after 11 and quickly exploding in size to more than 5,000 acres with zero containment.
This neighborhood is under a mandatory evacuation order, but instead of getting out, many residents are doing this, hosing down their homes and property.
My wife and my animals were ready to go.
The fire, fueled by single-digit humidity, bone-dry brush, and strong winds, relentless conditions that have plagued Southern California now for more than 2 weeks.
How worried are you about all this?
Very, obviously.
Since the devastating Eaton and Palisades fires demolished more than 16,000 structures, tonight new red flag warnings leaving the county on high alert.
That's amazing. Really, really amazing. Really is. And we might not ever know the deal behind this. Because the media and the government are not going to tell us what the real deal is. Why? We already know that they have taken the water, put it into the ocean to save a dumb fish. But there's something else going on as well. According to Yahoo News, another fire, the Bernardo fire broke out early Wednesday in Rancho Bernardo, California, also prompted evacuation. And the cause of the fire is under investigation. Amazing, huh? And for all those folks who think that black people don't do school shooting, allegedly there was a school shooting, and allegedly it was done by a black guy. ABC is reporting that a shooting at Antioch High School, I heard this on the hate news this morning. My producer gave it to me as well, but I heard on the hate news, not the fake news this morning, a shooting at Antioch High School near Nashville, Tennessee on Wednesday. It left one student dead and another wounded. The shooter, also a student, then turned the gun on himself. Watch this from ABC News.
Tonight, this is the terrifying moment inside a Nashville-area high school cafeteria
seen in a video posted on Citizen app when police say 17-year-old student Solomon Henderson opened fire with a pistol, killing 16-year-old Jocelyn Escalante.
He entered into the cafeteria, firing multiple rounds in the cafeteria, striking her, and then before pulling the weapon on himself.
Another male student was grazed by a bullet. Just after 11 a.m., SWAT teams are swarming Antioch High School with nearly 2,000 students inside.
All of a sudden, we was hearing, oh, it's a shooting. And then everybody was just panicking. And
frantic students barricading themselves in classrooms.
We had tables, desks, chairs. We had the method where you put a chair inside the door where you lock it down.
Family and friends flooded with texts from students inside.
He was sitting at a table right next to the shooter, and when the shooter brought out his gun, he would start waving it at the students before he shot the two students.
Outside, a massive crowd of parents desperate to reunite with their children.
My son is not going here no more. No, this is devastating, and they won't even let me go get him.
Frantic. I mean, just chaos. Chaos, complete chaos.
What a mess, huh? Remember the good old days when we not even thought about guns at school or shooting somebody at school? We didn't have metal detection and all that kind of stuff. Remember those good old days when the boys were boys and men were men? This is going to continue because they have female principals and mostly female teachers. It's not going to stop. Mama spirit is everywhere. It's not going to end. And the world want to make sure it doesn't end by putting women in charge. If the kids are angry at mama at home, what do you think going to be happening at school? The deceased victim, a 16-year-old girl, and the shooter have been identified. Watch this from National Desk. The National Desk.
Now to new developments in the tragedy in Tennessee today. The victim of the Antioch school shooting just identified here tonight as 16-year-old Jocelyn Escalante. Her family saying they are just devastated, but also here calling for more school security on that campus. They describe her as kind and loving. Police also today just identifying the alleged shooter in this case as 17-year-old Solomon Henderson. Now, officials say he arrived at that school by bus, went into a school bathroom, came out with a pistol, then started firing around the cafeteria. He then later turned the gun on himself. Police now say they are looking into this possible manifesto shared on a social media account that appears to be connected to that suspect.
What a mess, huh? He looked black. He almost looked like a foreigner black, but I don't know. What a mess, huh? Relax, folks. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's not going to change until you bring back your order. This fake order is not going to work. It's just not going to work. In the government, they passed a bill or some type of law that says men cannot play in women's sport. How about passing a law that says women cannot play in men's sport? Why not pass a law that says the school must have men principals and teachers? Why you pretend you want things to get better and everything you do make it worse? You're setting it up where it won't get better by putting women in charge. Women were not created to lead. They were created to follow. And by you put them in so-called leadership position, it ain't going to work. Just like a man in a woman's sport going to beat the woman in the sport. Women being put in men positions, the man gonna always be her in it, but it ain't gonna work if you put her there. But do what you want. You can overcome the world, though. Christ came that you might overcome the world. Another example of not putting women in control. It ain't gonna work. CBS is reporting that a Florida police officer has been fired after she accidentally shot a driver with his own gun during a traffic stop. Watch this from X.
he's very compliant. He does have a pistol on him, so.
Where's your pistol at?
Where's my sat?
Okay. So his hands on top of you in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
shit. You okay?
Hey. Put the gun down.
Put it down. Oh,
you
got to tell the police to put the gun down.
Yes,
I'm right. And then some, she done got the gun and shot the man accidentally, allegedly, in the leg. Somewhere. In the leg. And she had fingernail polish on her hand. Now do you believe me when I say women were not created to lead? Things are only going to get worse. I heard a report that the president has removed from the embassies, American embassies around the world. He has removed all the flags except the American flag. No more Black Lives Matter flag. No more LGBTQ flag on the pole at the embassies. No more embarrassing America. We got to do the same thing with the women. We got to bring the women back home and put the men back in charge. It ain't going to work, people. Let them call you misogynist. Let them call you whatever name they want to call you. But you got to do what's right in order for it to work. 1 Timothy said in 12, in chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, I give no permission for a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. I give no permission, zero permission. Every time you listen to a woman, you're going to suffer. I give no permission for a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. A woman ought to be quiet. How many times you want to tell your woman to shut up? You ought to just shut up and sit down. A woman ought to be quiet because Adam was formed first and Eve afterward. What's wrong with that order? Why not just do it since you see the other way is not going to work? It's like when I tell people, come out of your thoughts. They're not your own. It's not going to work. And some people are like, oh, you crazy. And some people do it, and they're like, wow, you heard a young lady call this morning, Brittany, I think her name was. She's like, you know what? It's amazing living in the present. Come out of your thought. That's the only thing going to work. The world tells you, live in your thoughts. I tell you to come out of them. God tell you to come out of them. And 1 Timothy 2, 12 through 13 said, I give no permission for a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. A woman ought to be quiet because Adam was formed first and Eve afterward. But no! Women are not even supposed to be teaching women. A woman don't know what to tell a woman. She's going to do all these bad ideas, and then she's going to come home mad at you, the husband, because she listened to some woman. He need to pay attention to your emotions. He doesn't care about your feelings. He doesn't care about your emotions. And your emotions are not even yours. And Germany is in need of authority as well. This has happened around the world. What a setup. Two people, including a two-year-old boy, were killed and three others injured at a stabbing attack in Bavaria on Wednesday. The suspect, a former asylum seeker who was supposed to be leaving Germany, was arrested. Watch this from GB News.
Some breaking news from Germany now. An Afghan national has been arrested after a 2-year-old boy and a 41-year-old man were stabbed to death. Two others were also injured in the knife attack in a park in the southern German state of Bavaria. Police said a 28-year-old Afghan national has been arrested and two seriously injured people were receiving treatment in hospital. Officers have said the motive for the attack is currently unclear.
Amazing, huh? Let the people in your country, this is what you get. This is what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their mama did in our country, meaning the people that work with them. So what I suggest, do what you want, because it's going to get worse out in the world. It's not going to get better. It's the Old Testament at work, working through human beings. But you could have peace on earth if you start, lead men and women, working on yourself. Overcome the world. Don't condemn the world. Overcome it. Overcome it. You can. Take charge of your own life. You are your own world. Ben is a first-time caller out of California. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
I was going to hang up, Jesse.
Oh,
I don't normally wait on programs like this, but I was interested and anxious because every time I call into your show, I've never been able to get through.
Well, I'm glad you made it this time, Ben.
You remember the good old days, Jesse?
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing.
No, you may not know. I know you. You and I've talked personally back in the days when you were in Long Beach, walking on the streets up and down Artesia South and South Street, trying to save the young white girls that were out there prostituting.
Amazing.
Do you remember that?
No.
You may not remember our conversation. I walked right up to you and asked, why are you doing this? I said, why don't you go into South Central Compton? You told me they don't need to be saved.
Amazing. I can't neither deny or verify because I don't remember the conversation at all.
Okay. Can you deny or verify this?
Did you go over there? Did you go over there? Hey.
No. 888-775-3773.
Let me go to Cody out of Boston. Cody, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Cody. No, Cody. What the? Ron out of Texas. Ron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Ron.
Good. Have you heard of the country Uganda in Africa, right?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, good. You might have never heard of the Ugandan scheme of 1903.
The Ugandan what?
Ugandan theme of 1903.
Oh, you got a theme or scheme?
Theme. Your fact checkers can look it up right now.
Okay, and what about theme. It?
This was a plan by the Jewish Zionists to make the state of Israel in Uganda, Africa. So if that plan would have went through, you would have been calling.
Would have gone through.
Well, yeah, would have gone through. You would have been calling Israel in Africa.
So is that what happened?
No, it didn't go through.
And so why are you concerned about 1903?
Why am I concerned about 1903? Because it's history.
Oh. Did you hear that the preacher had on say that the blacks who think they're the real Jew, they're not?
Right, he contradicted himself, and before that, he said there are black Jews. Which one is it?
I would like to talk to that guy. No, there are black Jews in Israel. I've seen them, and they are the real Jews, the real black Jews from over in that area. But the American blacks who think that they are the black Jew, they ain't no Jew.
Yeah, he's not the real Jew.
No,
he's from Poland.
I'm telling you that the blacks in America who think that they're the Jews, they ain't the Jews.
I would like to talk to that guy. He's from Poland. He was looking for a homeland, and he finally found one in the Middle East. He was looking to have a homeland in Africa. Wherever they claim Israel will be at, that's where you claim that that's the holy land of God. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Amazing. So let me ask, did you vote for the Great White Hope?
You know I did.
Right on.
Hey, Jesse, speaking of that, now, you know I don't call a lot, but we have had some disagreements politically lately, and I just want to say this. Like, I believe you in theory that women shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that, shouldn't be in politics, okay? And I agree with you in theory that we shouldn't have foreigners in our government, okay?
What do you mean by you believe in theory? Are you saying you believe it's true or not true that women should not lead?
Well, I didn't say lead. In our government.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by in theory?
In theory, when you don't have a good example like Pam Bundy, you disagree with her being one of Trump's picks. In my opinion, Pam Bundy is the best pick because she has shown her true loyalty to Trump. No other pick has a proven track record of loyalty with Donald Trump.
Well, she's supposed
and that's what Donald Trump needs.
She's supposed to show leadership to a man that's leading, but that doesn't mean that she should be a leader. I mean,
she's not a leader.
She should be in a leadership role.
Well, that's fine. But that goes out the window when I look at the character, okay? And also when I look at the character of somebody like Cash Patel, he's an Indian, I believe. Cash Patel. You know Cash Patel. He's another one of Trump's picks.
I don't know no Cash Patel.
Cash Patel, you guys know.
Okay, I'm sure. I believe you if you said that he's there, but I just don't know who that is off the cuff.
Yeah, he's going to be the head of the FBI, if I'm not mistaken, and he's going to clean house.
Nice. So, are you tend to vote Republican?
Yes, sir.
Right on. You got some sense. How are you able to be Republican thinking that you're a black Jew?
Because I'm for truth, no matter what it is.
But how are you able to be a Republican and on the other side of your mind you think you're a Jew?
Well, okay. Well, put it to you this way. Anybody who has any kind of biblical concept shouldn't be with the people that want to kill babies and all this LGBTQ stuff. Okay? I don't say anybody, but when it comes to me, the truth is the truth. And I would like to ask that guy, since we're going back to this Israelite thing, I'd love to talk to this guy and see how his people matches the curses of Deuteronomy 28.
Matching the what?
The curses of Deuteronomy 28. And I love the Jews. I love the Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews, because they are the only group of people that are keeping God's commandments. And that's why in this day and age, when everything is upside down, they are the lenders and not the borrowers.
Roger, let me ask. Are you saying the blacks are the barriers?
Yes, because we're not keeping the commandments.
So let me ask, is it true that a lot of black Hebrew Israelites are traditional, conservative, more conservative-like?
No. No. I would imagine most of them, because 85% of blacks voted for Kamala. They voted Democrat.
Thank you, Ron. Ron, call me again, buddy. I got to run. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment to your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, folks, welcome back. Amazing 3 hours. I don't know what happened to the hours. They're gone. Ain't no use in praying for those hours anymore. They are gone. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11. Then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV on fire at 11 a.m. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy. Given to him by God. God gave the energy to Trump first, and then the anchor baby came along, and God had a little more energy left in the box, and he gave it to the American anchor baby. He's like, this is a gift. You don't have to give it back. It's not a loan. And the anchor baby is using that gift like 90, that energy like 90 going north every day at 12 Pacific time. So check it out, the American Anchor Baby. Check out Punchy Coffee. Good. Whether you like coffee or not, you're going to like Punchy Coffee. Hate don't know what you're talking about. Go to and every dime that you spend on coffee, go to the nonprofit to help get the work that you see happening here done. Thank you for your donations as well, but we put every penny back. So when you buy coffee, not only are you helping yourself, you're helping us to help others. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right, rebuildingtheman.com/store. And last, a brand new episode of The Father State. I talked to Shane Smith. It was fun. You're going to like it, too. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I just grew up very poor, fell into crime, and didn't have a good father figure at home, that kind of thing. When I came out as Christian, which is a funny sentence, I came out as Christian, but I thought it would end my career.
When you were an atheist, did you have perfect peace?
No, I was miserable. I was successful, and I had money, and I had women, and I was more sad than ever.
So you have a fiance. How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
That's a great question, Jesse. That's a great question.
Friday at 12 noon, tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. All right? And you can donate, help the Father State by donating to the Father State at thefatherstate.tv/donate. thefatherstate.tv/donate. And locals.com. Locals.com. So, hey, you thought that song that I was singing?
Yeah.
Was I wrong?
You were indeed wrong.
What does it say?
It says, am I wrong for thinking about out the box from where I stay? Am I wrong for saying that I should choose another way? I ain't trying to do what everybody else doing. Just because everybody else doing what
they
all
do. You're not singing, you're talking.
I stopped.
Why?
Because I'm not your trained monkey. I sing for you. Do monkeys sing? But it doesn't say for trying to be that all that I can be.
Oh, I was saying, am I wrong for trying to be all that I can be? Whoa, 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 whoa. Am I wrong?
He doesn't change notes in the middle of a word.
Right. It says, am I wrong for thinking out of the box for when I stay?
Something like that.
Oh, am I wrong for thinking out of the box from where I stay?
No, there's no of.
Out am the box. I wrong for thinking out the box from where I stay? I'm not wrong for saying that I choose another way.
Doug doesn't recognize the song. When I sang it, anyway.
I ain't trying to do what everybody else doing. Just cause everybody doing what they all do. What's that?
If one thing I know, I'll fail, but I'll grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I call home.
What an amazing song.
Yeah. It's nice. I'm blushing. And Joel calls that not straight. Not morally straight.
To blush?
Yeah. But at least I'm not telling girls that I'm blushing.
They mentioned to you on the show saying
that. Oh, shoot. She's kidding, girls.
And so let me hear it again.
No. We have to move on. We have a show to...
Oh. All right.
It's hot in here.
Oh, you're sweating.
Uh-huh.
You sweat like a nigger rah-rah in a cotton field.
That's true.
Am I wrong for thinking out of the box from where I stay?
There's no of, because he's speaking kind of black, so he skips the word at, of.
Am I wrong for thinking out the box from where I stay? How about that?
That's right.
Whew. What? No, we can't. I want to, but you can't on the air. Thank you. He wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, we used to play it for bumpers.
The box from where I stay. That's an amazing song.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be like everybody else.
Are they Christian?
I don't know.
All right.
You said Doug doesn't recognize the song? Doug is a computer guy?
I think maybe once I started talking and not singing it, he's like, I don't recognize that song.
Let me hear it.
No.
Let me go to Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show, Ryan. You're on the air.
What's up, Jess? How you doing?
All is well, Ryan.
I wanted to ask you a biblical question.
Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you?
That is such a two-part question because you got to play. That's a two-part question because you got to play. Because you really got to play offense and defense when it comes to that. The reason why I say that because you could be going one way. And then you're going to meet somebody and they're going to try to see you around in another way. You know what I'm saying? So you got to try to stay on your straight path and not let anybody get in your way.
And so the answer to the answer for the biblical question, do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you, you say?
And it goes both ways.
What do you mean by that?
Because you got to do what you got to do to make sure you stay on your straight path.
And so,
you know what I mean?
So you're saying you are paying attention to what's happening to you and in you?
Right. It's like being ran on the court or a football field.
And
I mean, you can't play football without a defense. You can't play by yourself.
Can you walk a log without a stick?
If you can balance yourself.
Amazing. Well, Ryan, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, man.
All right,
buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Derek out of Nashville, Tennessee. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. Before I place my lifetime supply order, Punchy's Coffee is the best cup of coffee on this side of heaven, correct?
Yes.
Do you want my credit card number now, or should I give it to Omid afterwards?
Afterward. Don't give it over the air.
Okay.
But it's so good.
Good. Excellent. I was asking Nick about this the other day. The church was so good. I was thinking about how you were talking about the two glasses. One has the water with poison. The one is clean and clear. And since I talked to Nick, I realized since I started working on myself and going and actually forgiving and not just kind of half doing it, there are a lot of things that have changed in my life without me doing anything.
Yeah.
It dawned on me, I'm not chasing girls or doing drugs and doing all those. And I didn't even do anything. It just went away.
Yes.
Honestly, it's really wild. But I realize, as I told Nick, instead of just chugging the glass of poison, I still sip on it a little bit, and meaning I get caught up in my thoughts. And you always say that you can drop it right now. You can be free right now if you really want it.
Yes.
And so I go, well, I guess I just don't. It's odd because my life has changed so much. I didn't even do anything. I've just shut my mouth and have been quiet for a few minutes a day.
The one thing I promise you, if we stop trying to do anything for our lives, our life would change by itself, and it would change immediately. But the more if you put forth any effort at all to change your life, it's only going to get worse. You cannot change your own life. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it feels like the more I've worked on myself, the louder the thoughts get sometimes.
They do because they don't want to die. They don't want to, and you got to give up that life in order to have a life. And those spirits, which you're calling thoughts, and they are, but they're not your own, they don't want to depart from your body. And so the closer you get to the light, the worse and the louder they're going to scream, they're going to yell, they're going to say, this is too hard, this is not working, I'm giving up, I'm going to another church, I ain't going to do this. And it's going to feel like and sound like you're screaming, but it's not you at all. Zero.
Yeah, and that's what's odd. It feels like everything's changed so much. I can't even believe it. I don't. My day-to-day life is different. I don't do all those things yet.
Yes, right.
Yeah, but all those, the thoughts get louder and louder. What is going on?
But when they they're just watch them. Don't do anything about it. Don't run away from them. Don't suppress. Don't deny. Let whatever want or needs to happen to the ego, because that's what it is. It's not happening to you. It's happening to the ego. Whatever's happened to the ego, let it happen. Don't do anything about it.
I was thinking about since church, I keep sipping on that poisonous water, and I've been judging myself for allowing that to happen, for entertaining them.
And who is self? Who is the self that you're judging?
Yeah, I know.
No, that was the question.
That was,
who is? You say you're judging yourself, so you're judging you. Who is the person that's doing the judging, and who is the person that's being judged? Who is that?
Something evil in me.
So why do you call it you? Why do you say I'm judging myself when there is no self? There is no one there to judge anyone. Why do you say I'm judging myself?
I don't know how to answer that. I guess, but if I, why don't I just drop it?
Why do you say I'm judging myself? Why do you say that? And you just, why do you say it?
Oh, because I think I should be farther along.
Along where?
I should. Right.
No, that was along, a question.
Right. Along where? Where am I going?
When you say I should be further along, who is I doing the thinking, and where along you should be?
I have no idea.
So why do you say that then?
Because I'm an idiot.
And who is the idiot?
I'm just going to say the not me, because that sounds better than saying me.
Why don't you, since you are justified by your words and you're condemned by them, why don't you stop calling it I, me, I should be further along, I keep drinking from the poison water. Why not just see it, but don't call it you? What would happen if you disappear?
Everything would be way better.
So why don't you do that then? Why don't you disappear?
That seems like a better idea. I got caught all up in my thoughts lately. So that poison thought glass.
And when there is no more Derek, when there's no more I, when there's no more me, when you no longer think about you, you'll be free. You got to disappear.
Yes, sir.
When you stop thinking about I, me, I feel this, I need this, and I want this, and I'm in my thought, and I'm this, when you stop doing that, you will disappear. And when there's no more you, you shall be free. I promise you that. I ain't making it up. The Father, the Spirit of God, is telling you and me and every human being, there's no you. The you that you think exists need to disappear. In order to have life, the false life got to go.
So just keep watching it and
that's all you got to do. Don't give it any names. Don't identify. If anything, you should say things to yourself. Don't speak out loud. I ain't got time for this mess no more. I ain't falling for this. Those are not my feelings. Those are not my thoughts. You can kind of quietly say that so you can stop identifying with these spirits. They are not you. They are spirits that made a home in you, and you have never done anything wrong in your whole life. You have no past and you have no future.
You had mentioned
it's impossible for you to do wrong. You can do wrong if you tried to do wrong.
And I can just tell it to stop, right?
Yes.
I think you said something like that.
Just
knock it off.
Yeah, I'm not paying any more attention to this.
Right. Well, if there's no me, who's going to send me my order of Punchy's coffee?
Oh, me.
Oh, boy.
So stay with Jesse, it, though. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Yes.
I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I don't care if the whole world stop. You stay with it. I don't care if the whole world turn against you. You stay with it. I don't care if those spirits inside of you scream and yell and bring emotions upon your body. You stay with it. Just don't call it you.
No doubt about it. I appreciate you, Jesse. All you guys.
You too, man. Thanks for your support as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat. Am I wrong?
Super chat.
Sion says,
am I wrong for thinking out the box from where I stay? Am I wrong for saying that I choose another way? I ain't trying to do what everyone else done. Just no. I ain't trying to do what everybody else done.
Doing.
I ain't trying to do what everybody else doing. Just because everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I'll fall.
Fail. I think.
F-A-L-L.
Oh, you're right. It is fall. Beta. My bag.
Beta.
Alpha.
If I fall, but I won't go.
No.
Oh, if I fall.
No, if one thing I know.
Let me hear it.
We got to read super chats. We don't have
no, but just finish that.
If one thing I know, I'll fall, but I'll grow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what else?
I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I call home.
Am I wrong? Ding, wow. Amazing. Super chat.
Sion says, anyway, my mom wants to know why you don't want to get married or have some type of girlfriend. She asked that, and then she also said that's why you don't age, because you're not in a relationship. Laughing faces with tears coming out.
Amazing. Just say to get behind me.
Jessica from Texas says,
thank you, Sion.
Morning, y'all. Just found out we are expecting a baby number 3, and all I could think of was Jesse saying, beta babies. LOL. God bless y'all, and have a great show today.
Thank you. We need white babies. More white babies. July's coming up. White History Month. We need a whole bunch of white babies. So, white people, get busy. Hurry up and make some babies by July. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
And congratulations.
Yeah. Tony says, I'm on the run. No time to sleep. I've got to ride like the wind to get to the border of Mexico to be free again. Ride like the wind.
I remember that song.
Also known as the Illegal Alien theme song, laughing emojis.
So Derek,
that was Christopher Cross.
Thank you, Christopher.
No, that was Tony.
Oh, thank you, Tony. But there's another. Derek just sent me some more words to that song.
Oh no.
So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real?
Thinking that we could be something for real.
Am I wrong for thinking we can be something for real?
Thinking that we.
What?
I gotta keep it moving.
Okay.
Games for Rec gave a diamond. Let me hear you say, you all say, E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles. You don't know that story, do you? A black mayor woman from the Philadelphia mayor or somebody.
Yeah.
Some woman. Black. Shout out.
She black.
Couldn't spell Eagles right.
She black. I remember seeing that now.
Yeah, it was funny.
And she couldn't spell. I'm like, I understand, lady. I can't spell it either. She black. You are not expected to spell.
Mo Betta with a Ninja Genie. Blasphemous caller is telling everyone that Jesus showed up to preach Judaism to us all. Question to caller, if only one can survive through 2040, are you rooting for Judaism or Christianity? Says Mo Betta with a couple of Ninja Genies. Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Interview guy has a big imagination. Those
Thank
are all
you.
Responses to the calls.
Thank you. Thank
I mean,
you
to
all.
To this.
To the interview.
Yeah. 2 episodes of The Fallen State in 1 week. This is amazing, says Blake.
Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because you interviewed that guy, and it's kind of like The Fallen State.
Yeah, thank you.
Tony says microwaves, satellites, which burn things from the inside out. You see houses on fire from the inside out. Frequency something something something. Blue green colors. Blue won't burn. Color of nature, earth, trees standing with green leaves on them. Same as Maui on purpose, I believe. Conspiracy.
Now, am I wrong for trying to reach things that I can't see?
Hi, Jesse. Enjoy watching and learning from you, says someone, a monthly supporter.
Thank you, someone.
Jim in Alaska says, biblical question, answer.
Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you?
After reflecting on this question at the beginning of the journey, I would mostly pay attention to what's happening to me and listening to my thoughts. But the more I'm learning by watching you and doing the silent prayer, it's mostly what's happening in me. Thank you for all you guys do.
Interesting. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Mobetta Stand Up, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks as always. Jitsu James bought a coffee. Should Jesse start adding this, the place don't burn down after his creeks don't rise saying? I think that might need to be on the list nowadays. Laughing face emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
I just cancel those words.
I can't end the name.
And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, Mobetta.
What?
Great show as always. JLP and expert says Mobetta.
Thank you, Mobetta, and thanks for helping to make that possible. I don't take them for granted. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
What?
That's all for now.
Am I wrong for trying to reach the thing that I can't see? But there's just how I feel. But that's just how I feel. I feel things to reach. I don't know. I read this better. I read like that black lady from Philly. I think she was like the governor or mayor of Philly or something. I'm out of time. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there, folks. Really. Forgive your mother. Every human being, forgive your mother. Every human being needs to forgive your mother. Don't let the devil tell you that you don't. You do. And for your father, every human being needs to forgive their fathers. Don't let the devil tell you that you don't. He doesn't want you to enter into perfect peace. Don't listen to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Cody out of Boston. Rick out of Virginia. Somebody just dropped. I'm out of time. The hate report coming now. And after the hate, Joel Friday TV and then the American Anchor Baby. Bye.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than serving.